Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of February 2018. Supreme Court has dismissed appeal seeking a probe into alleged irregularities in the purchase of Augustus Land helicopters for VIPs by the Chhattisgarh government. Delhi High Court has upheld its single-judge order accepting Delhi International Airport Limited's DIAL decision to partially shift IndiGo and SpiceJet operations from Indira Gandhi International Airport's Terminal 1, T1, to Terminal 2, T2. Supreme Court has asked whether it was right to allow a convicted politician to hold a party position and decide the candidate for elections which he could not contest himself. Supreme Court has said it will soon pronounce its verdict on whether a retired judicial officer can be appointed as a judge in a high court. Supreme Court has said that it is not satisfied with the progress made by the CBI's Special Investigation Team, SIT, which is probing alleged extrajudicial killings and fake encounters by the Indian Army, the Assam Rifles, and the police in Manipur. Bombay High Court has said that authorities must take the Kamala Mills fire incident as an opportunity to start monitoring hotels, restaurants and other eateries here as the safety of people was paramount. Bombay High Court has rapped the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, for failing to protect witnesses in the Sarabuddin Sheikh fake encounter case and for lacking seriousness in prosecuting those accused in the case. Bombay High Court has said that orders uploaded on its official website have sanctity and trial courts that insist on production of a certified copy always have the option of verifying whether the said orders are uploaded on the website or not. Delhi High Court has objected to the counsel for Arvind Kejriwal asking suggestive questions to Finance Minister Arun Jaitley, in a defamation case he has filed against the Delhi Chief Minister, saying the object appeared only to cross. Examined rather than arriving at a result. Delhi High Court has directed state-run Coal India to immediately commence coal supplies to the Unit 1 of Butibori Power Project of Reliance Power. Delhi High Court has termed as an abuse the CCI's decision to investigate United Kingdom-based Vodafone Group PLC, the parent company of Vodafone India, for default in providing interconnection to Reliance Jio, RJio. Delhi High Court has dismissed a petition challenging the results of Chartered Accountants, CA exam final, examination held on November 2017. Karnataka High Court has observed that development plan is the city's main focus and all other plans should be made in alignment with it. Madras High Court has directed the Commissioner of Tamil Nadu State Transport Corporation, TNSTC. To file his response on a petition demanding not to implement the ticket hike until the government differentiated the ordinary and express buses with different colours. Madras High Court has directed the Hindu Religious and Charitable Endowment Department to initiate appropriate steps to retrieve the properties of the temple's religious institutions in the state. Reserve Bank of India has scrapped corporate debt restructuring. Sustainable structuring of stressed assets, strategic debt restructuring, and flexible structuring of existing long-term project loans programs prevalent among banks to restructure defaulted loans. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has issued notice to the Haryana government over the high ammonia levels in the Yamuna and the consequent pollution caused by it.